Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Helena community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to Tell a Story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens, and there you can complete the form. And then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on April 6th, 2017 at Free Ceramics in Helena, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The First Time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from me, Mark Moss, and is titled Firewalk With Me. Thanks for listening.
Joyce is the most attractive woman I've ever seen. And when I saw her for the first time, she was in her motorcycle leathers ordering a whiskey at Charlie B's. And if you don't know Charlie B's, it's this great little hole-in-the-wall bar at the corner of Space and Time in Missoula, Montana. And I said, I want to buy her a drink and get to know her. And I said, what are you drinking? And she said, I'm good. I don't need a drink from you. And I was like, I really want to buy her a drink now. And she proceeded to ignore me and hang out with her friends. And so then I don't run into her for another year. And I see her again at Charlie's. And I say, hey, can I get you a drink? She's like, no, thanks. And I said, do you want to go to dinner? And she goes, maybe. And this went on like this. Like I wouldn't see her for a while, and then I'd run into her, and I would see her. And I would ask her to dinner. Once she said, maybe. And she said, you know, I work at Rock and Rudy's. Come by in the morning and we'll talk about it. I go in. We're both just trashed hungover. She's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I said, you told me to come in. And she was like, get out. So this goes on for years, like 5 years. And I have this great art show. John Dendy came and he played at it. He played stand-up bass for this little art show that I had featuring old love letters and breakup emails, like shown in the same place at the same time. Like, I love you and I never want to be without you. Get out of my life, you pig. Both honest feelings that should be honored in the same place, right? So Joyce comes to the show out of nowhere. And she says later, to herself, you know, there must be something to this guy. So she's talking to me, and I was like, you know, I'm going to do another version of this show, and I heard that you're a model, because she is. She models for a drawing group that's been together for 20 years. And she said, yeah, I'm a model. I said, so you're comfortable getting naked. Do you want to get naked for me? And she was like, what are you talking about? I said, the next version of this art show involves photography, and I need a model. And she's like, sure. So I pick her up. And I take her back to my apartment, and I get her naked, and I start taking all these photos of her, and I make her feel super beautiful. And I keep all my clothes on. I don't put any moves on her. I come home to take her back to her house, and I give her a kiss, and she swoons. And I had to almost pick her up off the floor. It was great. And I leave. I walk out, and I get the photos developed, and I bring her by to look at them, and a couple days go by, and she calls me. She says, you want to go to dinner? So I said, yes. And we go to dinner. Fast forward, we're dating. She says, okay, so if we're going to date, there's this thing that I do out in the desert. It's out near Nevada. And you need to be able to come hang with my tribe if you want to be with me. I was like, in my head, okay, it's a test. It's a test. What is this thing? She says, it's called Burning Man. I was like, I never heard about it. She goes, I go every year, and you got to come with me. And I was like, how much is it? And she told me, I was like, I can't afford that shit. She says, yeah, I'll help you. I'll get your ticket. You're coming to Burning Man. So we go. We go to Burning Man in this little beat-up 83 Buick Century. The window doesn't roll down on one side, on the driver's side. It's like 900 degrees, and we had to wait in like 8 hours in line. And we get in at like 4 a.m. and Aaron Roos meets us and we walk in and he greets us and I have a little meltdown and whatever. And the next day is work. It's all work, setting up the kitchen. And I'm trying to figure out how the city is laid out, although in my mind I know I've seen it in a map. It's a circle and whatever. There's art cars. It's beautiful. We go to the Orgy Dome. We become the models for a workshop that's happening at the Orgy Dome. It was like mind-blowing. I'm like, I got this Burning Man thing dialed in. I think we're going to be okay. So Saturday night comes, and that is when they burn the man. And every year, the man is configured in a different way. In the way that they burn him, it affects what the ashes look like every year. And this particular year, after they burn him, and it was like the biggest party you can ever imagine. Fireworks everywhere, like hundreds of thousands of art cars everywhere. It's just so disorienting. Plus, I was on mushrooms. That was the first time for that, too. Bad idea. Do not take mushrooms the night of the man burn. It's awful. Those wore off, and we dance around the man, as is tradition, after he had burned down 3 times, and then we're standing at the edge of the perimeter of this fire, and it's really fucking hot. It's the hottest fire I think I've ever stood next to. And I can see a path to the other side of this fire. And I say, Joyce, would you like to firewalk with me? And she says, what are you talking about? And I said, if we can walk through fire together. We're both getting a little choked up right now. If we can walk through fire together, we can do anything. So I took her hand, looked her in the eye. I said, are you ready? She said, yeah. And we did. We walked, and it was really hot for about 20 seconds, and then it was fine. And we kept walking, and then it was hot for a while when we came up upon other coals, and then it was cool. And we got into one of the cooler parts, and she said, this isn't so bad. This isn't so bad. I love you, Joyce.
Hey, it's Mark. I live in Missoula, and I'm the founder of Tell Us Something. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years. The Good Food Store supports local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. You 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Emily Free Wilson, Elizabeth Rivard, Laura King, Andrea Crossguns, me, Mark Moss, Sarah Elkins, Andy Shirtliff, Jessica Peterson, and Aaron Parrott.
Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss.
For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories, tellussomething.org. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories, tellussomething.org.